I'm going to preach tonight on two very quick phrases that we listened. Well, the first was in our second reading to Timothy, and the second in the Gospel according to Luke. So first, I'll give you all those right away. The Word of God is not chained. And the second is just saying, thanked Him. Thank Him, or thanked Him. Alright, so that's the homily right there, pretty much. The reason why I want to bring those up was something that when I was reading the scriptures, you know, there are some times that just comes to me with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's something I'm interested in. Sometimes it's something I think it's in our society. Sometimes it's in our parish. And I try to preach about the scriptures and hopefully doing so different in a little way every time. So I just want to add a little bit about it, both those two little verses, phrases really. Then I want to kind of deep a little bit about it because I'm really preaching not just to you but to myself. So in the book from St. Paul to Timothy, which we've been hearing the last few weeks, he said, the Word of God is not chained. The Word of God is not chained. And that is correct. It's not chained. It's never chained. It will never be chained. If we go a little deeper, we think about the Word of God. What are we thinking about? Well, the Word, which we hear often in the Old and New Testament, that the Word of God is His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, at one point, Jesus on earth was chained physically, but then He rose from the dead. And in His spiritual life, He was never chained, and He never will be chained. Or you can think about the Word of God as the Scriptures, the readings. Same thing there. People in different countries right now is persecuting people that have possessions like a Bible, that they may chain it or burn it. But His Word is never chained because we can hear the Word whenever we come to Mass, whenever we listen to a good media through the Bible itself. Like, I have a whole CD, like, I forget how many CDs it is, but I could listen to the scriptures at any time I wanted. So my thought for us, and I know this is where I'm saying to preach to myself, how do I, in my personal life and my public life, to allow Jesus or the scriptures to never be chained in my experience? I know right now, around the world, again, they're trying to put God's Word in chains. Right now in the Middle East, you might have heard some of the issues going on in Turkey, that Christians are being persecuted and even killed now. But how do we, in our place, how do we pray for them? How do we help them? How are they going through than we are right now when it's a peaceful day at Mass? Again, some of you might think it's winter when it's still not fall. We're still living. And we can take in a personal life and a public way to rip that chain apart. For instance, by Jesus said earlier in Matthew, you know, we want to put the light or a lamp on a stand so that the world can see it. How many times in my life do I do that, and I pray personally in my house in my holy hour, or preaching to a crowd, but don't do that to the rest of the community. How often have you brought your Bible out in a public area to read the Bible? Not here at church or the Adoration Chapel, but at the Coffee Landing or a restaurant. The same things I think about myself. How can I rip that chain off? And I think many of you too have no chain on Jesus or the Bible at home, where it's really kind of under your bed or under the bushel basket. We should break that up, bring it to the public venue. Because that's how God has called us to do. Jesus Christ, again, has never been chained, never will be chained. But what will we do with that in our lives? Then we hear in the Gospel, which is a wonderful passage again, and you have the 10 lepers coming up to Jesus asking for help, and he purified them. Just go see the priests. And only one of those 10 came back to say thank you. So there are two in my mind. I'm thinking, well, yeah, I do thank God many times. The easiest place at Mass when the readings are thank you, hallelujah, praise God, dot, dot, dot. I know myself, there are times I forget. Did I say my thank you after my meal? Did I say thank you when I come in or go out of my house or my truck? Or the check that's coming this week or this month? To see a friend or my mom and dad, to say thank you to God. So when do you say thanks to God? Whether it's your health, injury, a meal, a feast, an event. How do we be like one of those one out of the 10 that didn't say thanks? So once again, a few short words tonight. The Word of God is not chained, pointing to Jesus and the Scriptures, and to thank God. What would you like to discern, hopefully through the Holy Spirit, at Mass, in this day, in this week, to discern how to unbreak that chain in your physical world, and how to thank God?